Hello, you're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series with TM. It's a wonderful new month we have on our hands, the month of September, the beginning of the last quarter of the year. I'm trusting God that this month is going to be a wonderful month for you. I'm trusting God that this month is going to bring about every resources that you need to be fruitful and fulfilling in your life and in every sphere of influence that you have been able to gather up yourself. Now, I'm trusting and also believing that throughout all the previous months that we've been able to release our podcast, you've been able to be blessed and you've been able to broaden your scope of understanding how leadership gets to work and how God is intentional about you making an impact in every sphere of influence that you find yourself. The month of September is going to be a wonderful month, and we are going to be going through a series. The series we're going to be going through is Unraveling Kingdom Leadership Principles. I'm going to be taking it every Tuesday for the whole month of September. I'm trusting that after this series, you'll be able to open your heart. Your eyes will have been opened to a whole lot of leadership principles from the standpoint of the kingdom that you must understand. So please try as much as possible to sit back, try as much as possible to always tune in every Tuesdays to be able to get into the in-depth of this wonderful Unraveling Kingdom Secret Principles for your leadership influence. Now, we must understand, when we start from the standpoint of talking about the kingdom, that we are talking about one person. We're talking about one thing. The Bible makes us to understand that the kingdom of God is being characterized and defined by the will of God. And there is still so far one person that we have been able to attest that really did the will of God. And his name is Jesus. Now, we are going to be learning all those leadership principles from Jesus, his time here on earth. And I believe that when we've been able to break this down, you would be definitely blessed and you'll be able to pattern your life according to Jesus Christ. Now, one of the most influential people that we have and will ever have is Jesus Christ. So far, so good. When he came on earth, till now, we are still carrying the banner of the name of Jesus. Now, he is quite very influential, and he quite did make a very positive impact in every sphere of influence while he was here on earth. And we are going to be learning these principles from him. This month is really going to be a month of digging deep into the scriptures. So I would encourage that for every point and for every scripture that is being said, you try as much as possible to always go back to it and study on your own, so at least you can be able to get a more wider definition and a wider scope to what we are talking about. Now, my first kingdom principle, the first kingdom leadership principle I would be giving is that leadership is servanthood. Leadership is all about servanthood. Now, we have a practical example of something that happened in Matthew chapter 20 when the mother of the disciples of Jesus came to him, and she was telling him that, oh, try as much as possible to put my children into the big positions when you get to your kingdom. And he said something of which we must note about. He says, the Gentiles do very well know how to exercise authority. But from the standpoint of the kingdom, if you must understand the place of leadership from the standpoint of the kingdom, you must understand that for you to be the greatest in the kingdom, you have to serve. Service is the definition of leadership from the kingdom. If you want to succeed in your sphere of leadership, if you want to succeed in any place where you find yourself from the standpoint of the kingdom, you must be ready to serve. Most times we get to hear our politicians say, oh, I am coming there to serve. But little do we know that they probably sometimes don't go there to do that. But for you to have an effective leadership from the standpoint of the kingdom, you must understand this first principle, which is leadership is servanthood. Leadership is all about service. You must be ready to serve in that place that you find yourself. The Bible did make us understand that Jesus said, I poured myself as an offering. I did come not to lord over you, but to pour myself, to give myself as a ransom for all of you to be saved. Now, Jesus did come to remove everything and bring about himself being elevated to the place of service. He served us. Now, standing from the standpoint of his service is where we can now decide to say, oh, we are saved. So, his leadership which was service, gave us that wonderful access. So you must understand this first principle, which is that leadership is servanthood. I move up to my next principle. Let your purpose as a leader prioritize your life. Let your purpose as a leader prioritize your life. Now, Jesus said in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he says, "For the Son of Man has come to save, to seek that which was lost." Jesus had a purpose while he was on earth, and he made sure that purpose was the most important thing that characterized his life. His life was definitely built around the place of purpose. All Jesus ever knew was to make sure that he was doing purpose. He also went further in John chapter 4, where he said, "For you don't know the food that I love. For the food that I want to really eat is doing the will of God, which is bringing the lost souls back to the kingdom." Now, how do we get to play this out in our spheres of influence? You must understand that the purpose to why you are leading must be the epitome and cream de la cream of everything that you characterize your life around. If you are called into the place of ministry, you're called into the place of business, there's a purpose to that which you have to be there at that particular time. Now, being the fact that you understand the standpoint of why you are there, make sure why you are there is the top priority of everything that comes into your mind. Make sure that everything you move about comes from the standpoint of, this is why I am here. If you become the president of a particular nation, you become the president of a particular association, you know that which you are there. You know there's a reason, there's a purpose. There's a purpose why you are there. Make sure this purpose is prioritized in your life. From the standpoint of the kingdom, Jesus was able to make an effective impact. An effective impact. All because he was able to make sure his purpose prioritized his life. Now, the last point which I will be giving, which will be that for this week, would be, live the life before you lead others. Our previous podcast, we've been able to talk about this. We have been able to explain the place of self-leadership. Leadership doesn't start with the outward. Leadership starts with the inward. You have to live the life before you can decide to lead others. It's often said, you can't give what you don't have. Then permit me to rephrase it by saying, you can't lead others what you have not led yourself to do. In the place of the kingdom leadership, you must understand that if you are telling others to give, you must have given, or you must be on the pattern and the word to give it. If you are requiring commitment from your team, you must have also given your place of commitment. If you are requiring competence from all your team members, you must have also, as a leader, been able to be competent in certain things. If you are a frequent latecomer to pitching meetings, you're a frequent latecomer to ministerial meetings, you shouldn't expect that you get to punish your other subordinates when they come in. Why? Because you have not successfully led yourself to do alike. So you must understand that it is first of all being than the doing from the kingdom. So the kingdom leadership principle is making us understand here that you have to live the life before you can lead others. Before you definitely tell all your church members to study their Bible, before you tell them to go on long hour prayers and fasting, you must, as a leader, have been able to do that. Or probably you must be on the training path of that. You know, it would be quite hypocritical if you were trying to say that they should do something that you've never done before. So every leader must understand, no matter the sphere of influence that you find yourself, whether it be the business world, whether it be the career world, whether it be the ministerial world, wherever it be, even if it's in the family, you must understand that leadership is servanthood. You have to live the life before you can lead others, and you have to let that purpose as to why you are there be the first top priority of your life. I do want to believe that you have been blessed from all this that we have been able to bring out from the leadership standpoint of Jesus. So join in same time next week for the continuation of the principles from the standpoint of the kingdom in your sphere of leadership. You're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series with TM, and I trust that the month of September has been a fantastic month for you. I trust that you've been getting blessings on every side, and I want to believe that you've been making a very good positive impact in all spheres of influences that you found yourself during the course of the month of September. We have been going through a series in this month of September which is Unraveling Kingdom Leadership Principles, and I want to believe that last week Tuesday's podcast really made a positive impact in your life. All through last week, we were able to talk about some very key principles, of which I probably might just bring a run through before we go into what we have for today. So I want to believe that you have been getting so many feedbacks as regards your development as a leader. I believe that you've been expanding your insights into a whole lot of things that we've been sharing on this Transformational Leadership podcast. Last week, we did talk about the place of understanding that leadership is servanthood. We did talk about let your purpose be the first thing to take a top priority in your life. And we also did say that before you can say you want to lead others, you have to live the life yourself. I'm very sure that I also said last week that this month is a month of studying deep into the scriptures as we are taking our point focus, learning from the kingdom from our Lord Jesus Christ. So today we would be going to my fourth point. I did remember saying that we have 10 kingdom leadership principles that we are learning from our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember saying that the kingdom of God was defined, and the kingdom of God is always going to be defined by the will of God. And one man so far that has been able to express the will of God to us is Jesus Christ. And to be very safe for us to say we are learning from that leader. So today we will be talking about a very integral principle. I'm just going to be talking about one today. It's a very, very integral one. It's one that of which if you can have in the full consciousness of your heart, you're going to make a very positive influence and impact in your generation for the kingdom of God here on earth. As a kingdom-focused leader, you must understand that making an impact is the most paramount thing that you should do. A leader is not just a leader because you are a leader, but a leader is a leader because you are there to make an impact. And of course, we know from the kingdom, there is no place of negativity. It has to be a positive impact. So understanding that pinpoint, I go to our principle for today, which is impact comes from relationships and not positions. Impact comes from relationships and not positions. Now, every leader must understand that at a point where you are called the leader, it's a place of a position. It's either probably you're called the president, is it probably you're called the vice president, is it that you're probably called a general overseer, or you're called a pastor, or you're called a bishop. It's more like a position. Or you probably could just be called the managing director, you'll probably be called a team lead. It's a position. So having understood that leadership always comes with positions, except for those that probably might not have a position yet, but one of the integral things that actually defines the place of leadership is position. But as a kingdom leader, you must understand that you don't stand from the standpoint of position, but you stand from the standpoint of relationships. A leader that will make a positive impact, a leader that has the focus of the kingdom and wants to make a positive impact in their generation, must come from the place of having a cordial relationship with their followers. It's quite safe to say that most times when we think about positions, it's always very easy for us to actually relate. If I'm probably the president, and I know definitely that I have a whole lot of followers, and I just stand from the position of being the president, I probably might not have to come down low to be able to relate with my followers, thereby not letting me know anything about them. So when we are saying we are kingdom-focused leaders, we must understand that we don't just come from the place of position, but we come from the place of relationships. Now, one of the greatest impacts we could see about Jesus in doing his earthly ministry was that in John chapter 4, he made a very positive impact in the life of a woman, where he preached to the woman in Samaria in Shah. It was very important for us to know something, that Jesus did not first of all say that I am the Messiah. Now that looks like as if it was a position, but he didn't first of all say I am the Messiah. He first of all tried to build a rapport with the woman. He tried building a relationship with the woman. of which he was able to get some certain key things from the woman before he announced who he was. Now, a kingdom-focused leader must understand that building a relationship is very much paramount to making a positive impact in the life of your followers and for everyone around you. It's only when you've been able to build a relationship you can really be able to relate. You know, many a times when you probably bring certain policies that might actually not go well with your team, you probably might not know the policies are not going well because everybody believes, oh, it's all about the position. You've not come down to be able to understand their own perspective, and the policies is probably going a repelling force over their perspective. So as a leader, you must understand that building a good relationship would help foster positive impact in your sphere of influences. So if you happen to be a managing director, if you happen to be a CEO, if you happen to be a chairman of a particular place, try to build a relationship with your followers. Now, one of the key things you will be able to benefit from the place of building relationships is that you will be able to gain their trust. Now, when we are building relationships, we have friends, you know, we have a couple of friends, we have a couple of fathers and mothers. One of the key things that you will be able to understand is that once they build a relationship, it's easy for you to trust them. It's easy for them to trust you because there is a thin line, there is a thread already joining both of you together. It's quite safe for us to also say that Jesus did make us understand something. You know, when he was doing his earthly ministry, he did make us understand that the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the same is that which is the first, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, why is there a place of love, and why is that the greatest commandment? Even God desires a relationship. God didn't just impose on man saying, oh man, I am the God, of course you must do everything that I want. No, he seeks to build a relationship. That's why he gave us the release of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to foster, to bring to light the heart that wants to seek to fellowship and have a cordial relationship with God. It pleases God when we have a relationship with him. That's why it was easy for him to say, oh, David is a man after my heart. Why? Because David has been able to build an atmosphere of having a relationship with God. If you read through the whole of Psalms, you will be able to testify that he wasn't just talking to someone that was abstract. He was talking to someone that was real. You can know someone that is real because you have built a relationship with them. So leaders must understand that building a relationship with their followers is very, very good. So you must understand the three great principles in the place of building a relationship. You must be ready to touch the head of your followers. You must be ready to touch the head of your followers. What do I mean by touching the head? You must be ready to understand your followers. Understanding is a very key virtue in the place of relationships. You must be ready to understand them. You know, many times you probably might not know that a leader is actually down or a follower is down. You probably might not know, but if you have a cordial relationship, you'll be able to understand what's going on. Now, aside from that, you will need to also touch the heart. You need to touch the heart, which is you need to love. Love is the driving force of every relationship. Love is the balance of every relationship. So you need to touch the heart. And lastly, you will need to touch the hand. You need to touch the hand because you need to help. A relationship is a two-way thing. I help you, you help me, and we foster our relationship. So leaders must understand that you need to help, you need to understand, and you need to love your followers. If you can successfully build a cordial relationship with those followers, you will notice that it will be easy for them to do their task. It will be easy for them to know what's at stake. You cast a vision of what God wants you to do. You cast a vision of what the management needs to do in a particular business. And everybody looks like as if they're not getting it. Everybody looks like as if they're not having it. Everybody looks like as if they're not too focused or committed. How much of a relationship do you have with them? From there, you can be able to bring about the connections. You can be able to bring about the vibe and everything. And before you know what's going on, everybody is excited to continue the vision. So this is my principle to us today. Making an impact is not just about the position, but about the place of building a relationship. Thank you very much for listening again today. I see you next week, and I trust you are blessed. God bless you. You're welcome once again to this week's Transformational Leadership Series with TM. And I trust that this week has been a good one for each and every one of us. I trust that this month has been a wonderful one. And I trust that almost all the plans that you had planned for this month are coming to realization. I just want to speak this word of faith and hope to somebody out there, that irrespective of whatever might be happening right now in this month, just have faith in God and be intentional. Keep praying and keep cultivating the relationship with God. Your blessings are around the corner. This month is going to speak a better one for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Alright, so this week we're going into our continuous studies, which is understanding and unraveling kingdom leadership principles, understanding and drawing it out from our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been learning a couple of things from our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been able to learn that leadership is about servanthood. We've been able to learn that before you can actually lead others, you must first of all live the life. We've been able to learn a couple of other things, letting the purpose prioritize your life. We've also been able to learn last week that impact does not come majorly from the place of positions, but come majorly from the place of a cultivated and consistent growing love relationship. Before you can actually ask for the hand of a follower, you must first of all have connected into his heart. So we've been able to learn a couple of that, and we will be learning about two more principles today. A first principle that will be learned today, of which leaders need to know, especially from the standpoint of the kingdom, is that at a couple of times, leaders would need to replenish themselves. You would need to replenish yourself. When something is being replenished, means the thing is close to the point of finishing, or the thing needs a resurgence. Now, as leaders, you must understand that you will need to replenish, especially as spiritual leaders. Even across all other spheres of influences, you will understand that you need to replenish yourself. I will learn that from Jesus Christ. The Bible made us to understand in Mark chapter 1 from verse 35. It says, now in the morning, Jesus Christ rose up and went into a solitary place, departed from the crowd, and went to pray. Now everybody was looking for him, but immediately he came out of a solitary place. He said, we need to leave this place. He said in verse 38, let us go into the next towns and go and preach. Now he probably didn't know that before, but after he came out of the place of solitary, after he came out of the place of being replenished, he knew the next step to take. As leaders, we must understand that from the standpoint of the kingdom, you understand that everything you do is fueled by the will of God. What is God expecting of you in that sphere of influence? Whether you're a political leader, whether you're a financial leader, what's God actually expecting you to do? What does the kingdom require of you to do? You possibly might not be able to know all that all the time, but when you cultivate the habit of going inside to the solitary place with God, you always come back replenished. We must understand that. Now, as leaders, you must also know that going to the solitary place is a key to the next step that you need to take. A couple of times I get to talk to business owners, and I see them getting stranded of strategies, getting stranded of certain plans that they need to do for the next big blow of their business. Now, how much or how far do you get to go inside to the solitary place with God to be able to get the new blueprint for where you're going to? So leaders must understand that the place of retreating into the solitary place is very much important. It's a key principle that brings about great and effective leaders. You must always go inside. You must always go inside. Even Jesus Christ himself had to teach us that. Oh, he has been having so many breakthroughs in ministry. He has been doing quite so many things. No, but at the point it looks like, oh, there was more to this, so he had to go inside and pray. I'm sure definitely God gave him the instruction and said, oh, young man, there's something more to be done. So I will need you at this time to move up to the next phase of your ministry. So for every next phase that you need to know, one thing you must understand about the kingdom is a growing seed. The Bible made us understand in Matthew chapter 13 that the kingdom is likened to a seed, of which is sown and multiplies. Now the kingdom is not something that is stagnant. So whatever you are doing from the standpoint of the kingdom is not something that is stagnant. It's something that must be growing. And for that thing to be growing, certain strategies need to be put into place. For you to always know those strategies, you always need to go to the place of solitary. After Jesus had done this, then he taught his disciples the same thing. The Bible made us to understand in Mark chapter 6, after there had been the feeding of the 5,000. In verse 31, he said, "And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat." Now, food is one of the few things that gets to replenish us. But let's look at that food from the context of being the new plan you need to have, being from the new instruction that you need to get. There are so many busyness around us, but you must always learn and engrave upon your heart the place of solitude, where you need to go back to God to know what next to do. This principle, once you can be able to imbibe it, you notice that you would have learned how to be able to put pattern by pattern to be able to get the will of God. Don't forget, we said early this month that the kingdom is characterized by the will of God. Let's take, for instance, Noah. Noah used to be an architect. I'll call him a builder. He was a builder of ships. Now, God gave him patterns that were going to make him get the ark that was going to save mankind as at that time. Now, if Noah had not followed the pattern strictly, he probably might have built an ark that would definitely still float, or probably build an ark that would definitely still sink, rather. But he followed patterns. I'm sure each pattern was given from the standpoint of going inside with God. So we must always cultivate that habit to always go inside with God. So leaders must understand that they need to replenish themselves, and replenishing yourself is going back inside to meet God. My next principle is, great leaders are great committers. Great leaders are great committers. The principle of commitment. The kingdom always cherishes leaders that are always committed to what you're doing. There will never be a result, there will never be an headway to anything you're doing if you're not committed to it. Because if you're not committed to it, that means your mind is somewhere else. We are always committed to whatever our mind is set to achieve. So for you to actually make progress from the standpoint of the kingdom in whatever leadership sphere of influence that you have, you must cultivate the habit of commitment. Be committed to what you're doing. Be committed to what has been given to you. If you're just a secretary in an office, be committed to it. If you're just a CEO of a business, be committed to it. If you're the pastor of a large or local congregation, be committed to it. If you're a career person, you're a doctor, be committed to it. Whatsoever area you find yourself, make sure you're committed to what you are doing. If you have so many followers, be committed to check up on them. If you have so many plans, be committed to bring those plans to realization. If you have so many visions, be committed to communicate the visions to your followers so there can be progress. There must always be a great step into commitment. Committed leaders are always great leaders. Committed leaders are always effective leaders. Moses was someone that was easily swayed away with all the pressures coming from the children of Israel. But he had one thing going for him. He was committed to that office. Now that commitment always led him back to God to bet the solution that was going to solve their problems. Committed leaders will always make positive impact in all spheres of influences. So these two principles we must understand today, that as leaders from the standpoint of the kingdom, the principle of the solitude is important. Always go back to God. Always go inside to know what God is saying for the next move. And always be committed. I trust that you have been blessed for today's podcast, trusting that God would grant you the grace to always go inside and grant you the grace to always be committed. Have a fruitful week. Have a fantastic remaining month. And I pray that God would make and bring all your realizations to pass. God bless you. You're welcome to this week's Transformational Leadership Series podcast with TM, and I trust that it has been a wonderful week for each and every leader out there, and I trust that you've been blessed from every of our podcasts. As we continue this month of September, we will still be unraveling leadership kingdom principles from the standpoint of the kingdom of God, and we are learning from our role model and our number one leader, which is Jesus Christ. Over through the week and through the month, we've been able to bring out so many secrets and principles we've been able to learn from him, and we'll be taking two more today. The first principle we will be learning today is understanding as a leader that credibility comes by meeting needs and solving problems. Credibility comes by meeting needs and solving problems. You will all agree with me that Jesus came to this earth to solve a big problem. Now, we had a very big problem. God wasn't happy with the world. He wanted the sin to be wiped away. He wanted a mediator that could mediate in between him and humans, and he had to send the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus was on earth, there was one thing that was very particular to him, is that he was solving problems. He was meeting a whole lot of needs. As at that time, there was so much oppression, there was so much disease, there was so much that was on earth as at his dispensation that he had to come and solve. So many needs that he had to come and meet. Of course, we are still enjoying that problem that he solved today, and we are still enjoying those needs that he met, because he came to meet the need of salvation. And that is why we are still enjoying the close relationship we have with God today. He came to solve so many problems by giving us the name above all other names, of which can solve all greatest problems. Now, a leader must understand that for you to be credible, for you to be worth being trusted, you have to inhabit and put forth the habit of always meeting needs and solving problems. A leader from the standpoint of the kingdom must always know how to do this. Whenever you are in any sphere of influences, solve problems. You would agree with me that in a board meeting where a question is asked, where a matter is tabled, the first person that answers the question is always seen as somebody that can easily become a leader. Why? Because leadership is not far away from problem solving. Leadership is not far away from meeting needs. So a leader must understand that for you to be able to lead right, one of the principles you must put in is understanding how to solve problems, is having the right attitude to solving of problems, having the right attitude to meeting needs. When followers come to you, when people come to you, do you meet their needs? Do you tell them to go away? Do you tell them that you don't know what you can do? Or you try to help even when you don't know what to do? Problem solving is the habit of mastering a problem and bringing forth strategies to solve the problem. Now, I've been able to put some laws into the place of problem solving that I use for myself. Now, as a leader, I have been able to understand that before you can solve a problem, you have to first of all identify the problem. You have to first of all identify the problem. After identifying the problem, you must know the problem, meaning you must be able to observe, have an understanding of the problem. A problem that is not understood will not easily be solved, because while you're trying to solve something else, you might think you're actually solving the problem, and yet you're not. So you must identify the problem, you must know the problem, and after that, you must begin to plan to solve the problem. In the place of planning, you begin to bring in strategies of which you can use to solve the problem. You were able to bring in those strategies because you've been able to know the problem. Then after that, you move and act with the strategies you have to solve the problem. So if you have any problem in any sphere of influences you can find yourself, which you definitely will encounter, identify the problem. Jesus said he did identify that there were so many problems on earth. And when he came on earth, he identified it day after day. He knew what was the problem, that the people were sinful and the people were this and that. And he knew what they needed to do. Then he moved forward to bringing in strategies by sharing the word with them, by encouraging them, by telling them the truth. And then he moved by healing the sick, raising the dead, and relieving all those that were oppressed of demons. So a leader must understand that for you to gain a whole lot of credibility in the place of leadership, you must be ready to meet needs and solve problems. The next principle that we have today is one of the most integral principles that the kingdom of God uses. The kingdom of God is very particular about the place of development. So every leader must understand that leaders must choose and develop people around them. When Jesus was on earth, he didn't leave until he had developed 12 people that could take the lead when he left. Apostle Paul, wherever he went to, he made sure he planted somebody there before leaving. Development is a key integral principle for the kingdom of God. And every leader that wants to lead from the standpoint of the kingdom must know this. You must understand these basics, that the kingdom of God is particular about the place of development. People around you, followers around you, potential emerging leaders around you, identify them, choose them. Bring yourself as an offering to develop them. Jesus had so many disciples, but he made sure he developed 12 that would make sure the mandate continued when he was leaving. The kingdom of God, it's not just a static thing, it's a continuous thing. So there must be a continuous development. There must be a continuous mentoring. There must be a continuous building so that lives can also take up the baton when you are leaving or when you are moving on to higher pastures. So understanding this key kingdom principle, which is development. Every leader must develop people around them. Take out time, be available for them, be able to develop them with the great experience that God has been able to give to you. Now, you must understand that God is not a waste of resources. When Solomon was writing Proverbs, he made us understand that his father, that means David took out time to train Solomon. So we must understand that development is very key in every hierarchy of leadership. One of the things that you will be remembered for are the people you develop. Yes, you might bring in a whole lot of policies, you might bring in a whole lot of strategies, but those strategies and policies could be changed. But the lives that you developed will always remain. In part of the few podcasts we've been able to talk about, I've been able to talk about the place of valuing people. People are one of the greatest human resource, greatest resource that God has given to man. And being that, you must also take out time to harness on that resource. So today we've been able to speak about the place of understanding that credibility comes from meeting needs and solving problems. Every follower would move around with a leader that carries the habit of wanting to solve problems. And same also goes that you must put up the attitude to always develop and build people around you. These are two key kingdom principles that helps your leadership and help you to make a positive impact in your generation. I trust you're blessed. So have a wonderful week. Stay blessed, stay positive. God bless you.